It's the worst here on the download. 10 o'clock Tuesday night. Yes! We've been waiting for this all week, and we've got prizes to celebrate the worst things in our society. Got a pair of tickets to an afternoon with Priscilla Presley at the Paramount Theater. How great is that? She's going to open up about what it takes to, or what it was like to date Elvis. That's crazy. That's a crazy gift or a crazy prize, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's, I'm a little flabbergasted at the craziness of this first place prize.
It also sounds like a prize that she won. She won the chance to date Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, you get a chance
to date
her.
I thought you meant the chance to feel important. Yeah,
right.
I thought that's what you meant.
That's it, right. All right, we've got some great comedians in studio tonight. Kristen Toomey and Adam Burke.
Hi.
Good to see you guys.
Good to be here.
All right, so Kristen, you are the producer of Comedians You Should Know at Timothy O'Toole's every Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the podcast Butt Hurt, which is great name for a podcast. And you'll be performing alongside Adam Burke. Adam, how are you, man?
Good to see you. Good to be back.
He's going to be at the show Camp, which is at the Village Tap in Roscoe Village.
That's the one.
Next Monday, which would be the 22nd.
Yep.
That's right. All right. Yes. So what time is that at?
8 p.m.
That's great. They do they do stand-up shows at the Village Tap now?
They do now.
Man, I spent a lot of time at the Village Tap in my day. Like, that's where they had the burritos in the back. That's good. Some nachos. They still got nachos in that place?
Where is that place?
I imagine we'll be competing.
I mean, I'm on
nachos.
The show.
Yeah.
I'm on the show. I have no idea where it is.
It's right next to the Village Discount Outlet on Roscoe.
No.
So it's in Roscoe Village, like between the Dominic's on Western and the gas station on Damon. So
over there by that gas station.
Yeah, we can go thrifting beforhand.
Okay.
And then show up in our brand new old clothes
at
the show.
That's right.
Yes. Perfect.
There you go.
Then you
I'm
can
into
spill
it.
Nachos on those and nobody cares.
Yes, my nacho eating clothes. For a nickel.
I bought a lot of things from that Village Discount Outlet over the years. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What's the worst? We've got some great comedians in studio tonight. And, of course, we kick things off with Pete Zimmerman. Pete.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
you know what, Pete? You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When your mail is too complicated to open.
No. It's true.
Like I don't want to perforate any. I don't want to fold any perforated lines.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that is funny. And when you rip it in half, and then you see the instructions.
Yeah.
Just give me a regular letter. I don't want to fold both sides before you open up the one end.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Get bent.
Right.
And then you realize there's like a return envelope, and you've destroyed that.
Yeah. Or the worst is you don't even realize it's a check. You know, and it's like something that's coming back, like the 18 cents from AT&T or whatever. And you're I just ripped this. Oh, no.
It's never a check.
It's never a check. It really isn't. You think it's a check. You go to cash it in, and you just signed up for 3 more years.
Right.
It was a subpoena.
It was a subpoena. Exactly.
Subpoenas are the worst.
Subpoenas are the
worst. They're the worst.
They sound like the worst. What a gross word.
Yeah. It sounds like underwater genitals.
Is that allowed?
Those are both fine Merriam-Webster words.
Yes, we're no, that right. works. No,
us
that,
going into the booth no. 30 seconds no. in, that's the worst.
I like it. That's a strong AM radio move right there. Yeah, that evaded FCC requirement. I like that. All right, so let's keep going. Kristen, what's the worst, Kristen?
The worst. Oh, well, this happened to me tonight. I was at Target.
Great place.
And which is the best.
The best.
Okay. That's a different segment. But the worst was the person in front of me, the family, I should say, were buying shoes and they were unaware of the BOGO.
Oh, no.
So guess what? 5 of them went back to go pick out shoes.
Yeah.
Which is not a quick grab. And at this point, I had unloaded 300 items onto the cart, onto the belt, so I wasn't going
to
move aisles.
You can't move. You're stuck.
Also,
just went shoe shopping.
The way you said it, you made...
They're the worst.
Not the situation.
Yeah. Those people.
Target's not the worst. The situation is not the worst. The people are the
those
worst.
Those people... Yeah. Are the worst.
The way you said it, you made BOGO sound like an Eastern European mythical monster. Yeah. They were unaware of the BOGO.
Lurking below. Buy one, get one.
Yeah, there is something
half
great
off,
to that.
I think
because you only really have like the rules of society say you can run back to get something perishable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I forgot milk. And you know, that's the reason I came here, so I can run back and get that.
Diapers, I'm about it.
Yeah, you're about it. But if it's like a 2-for-1... and you're going to go get another pair of shoes. That's crazy.
Some stores, those shoes are perishable. Those shoes aren't making it out.
True. But, I mean, to send your four kids, you're already getting a deal.
That is funny, right. though. When you know.
Get out of line, then.
Yeah, get lost.
And were you staring at the cashier going, don't tell them?
I was in a weird place because it was like, how patient can I be here? Like, yeah. And I huffed and puffed, but that did nothing. You know, that's just like,
of,
I had to get it out.
Size. You were doing some size?
Yeah, just tapping my fingers, just, oh boy, rearranging my stuff on the belt, you know, just pushing it closer, even though the belt's not moving.
I think that's a measure of patience. Five pairs of shoes worth of patience.
That was a lot. Yeah. Like, that was Buddhist level.
Yeah,
then.
That's really high up there.
I had to zone out because I was like, I could just pinch your face, lady. Like, I wanted to, like, pinch her cheeks.
Have you ever pinched a stranger?
No, but I resist that
this
urge.
Could have been it.
The joy. One more pair of shoes and I would have been pinching.
The endorphins you're going to feel when I finally do,
I'm going to unleash.
Unleash hell.
It's going to be a BOGO.
All right.
I'm going to unleash the BOGO.
Oh, this is brilliant. Brilliant. All right, Adam, what's the worst?
When your computer dies right in the middle of you working on something and you have that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach. That turning it back on isn't going to do anything. And I love that move we do when you turn on your laptop or your computer and it's clearly dead. It's got that, like, I'm gone. And you hit all the keys. I love the notion that would be the procedure. Like, you open up the book and it says, in the unlikely in case your computer freezes, hit JJ the space key, swear three times, and then like punch it. And it'll turn back on, no problem.
Yeah, that's so true. What if it worked? You're like, I'm really good at it. Just pinch it. All right.
Like, wake it up. Sorry. Oh.
You know what's the worst for me is like when I know my computer's going to die and the cord is just out of reach
and I don't
want to roll off the bed to get the cord and I'm like I'll just wait it out.
You do, you're like, how much gas is left in this thing? We're going all the way.
Can I finish?
I do love how, because the computer is a type of computer named after a sort of fruit, and they, I love that they're like, thing is that they're so easy to use, they're so friendly to use, and then when it breaks you have to get in touch with a genius. It's a bar of genius. I always want to walk in and just see Faraday and Diogenes, Tesla.
All hanging out.
And they would go, turn it off, turn it back on again.
Yeah.
Hit the JJ space button. Yeah,
pinch
good.
It.
Pinch it.
Yeah.
Kristen Toomey, Adam Burke. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. When we come back, we'll read some of the texts and get your calls. 312-981-7200. Come on back. What's going down, y'all? It's the worst here on the download. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. We always play. We always complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Tonight's no different. Kristen Toomey and Adam Burke in studio. Kristen is the producer of Comedians You Should Know, the Wednesday showcase at Timothy O'Toole's right around the corner here in Streeterville, and also the podcast Butthurt. Great name. Adam Burke is going to be at camp as well as Kristen, which is a showcase at the Village Tap on Monday night, August 22nd. What did we say? 9 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Just get there. It's Village Tap, man. Just show up.
Get some nachos.
We'll get some nachos.
Yeah, we'll meet you in the discount.
Where is the show? Is the show in the back area?
We have no idea. We have no information.
Man, I'm so intrigued.
We'll just come along.
Most of the time, we just ditch the show.
Yeah.
We just get addresses and a vague time frame.
Yeah.
And we show up hopes of a crowd.
This will be the Renaissance time they talk about in Chicago history. Remember that time when you just got an address, you showed up and did comedy?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's
sometimes you got murdered. Yes. I don't know. Yeah.
It's kind of similar.
Got paid. Wow. Surprise both times.
Similar to the instructions Robert Johnson got when he met the devil. Like, it's kind of like...
It's very similar.
At the stroke of midnight.
Comes around, right? Yeah. Right. All right. So 312-981-7200. Okay. Let's see. 708 says, the worst is when you're in a public restroom with no shelf or ledge, so you place your purse in the sink, only to realize it's an automatic faucet.
Yes.
That's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That has happened to me many times. Because there's nowhere to put it. And like, if you're doing your makeup and then you have to prop it where like it's not gonna trigger the faucet, and then the strap will fall and it just topples. Oh, it's awful. Yeah, it's a real.
We could do a how to improve purse situation.
Get on it, science. Yeah. Tell the difference between a purse strap and a hand.
We're right by the tech sector here. They can't figure that out.
What willowy people have a hand so thin and lissom? It's the same consistency as a purse strap. That person shouldn't be allowed in public or public restrooms.
All right. 6262 says the worst is when your 18-year-old daughter brags that she's going to her first Bears game, and then they get shut out for the first time since 1981. Yeah. Still, I don't think she cared.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot. It starts a certain way and it ends a certain way.
Were you not invited? What was the problem?
Right, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe because she's bad luck.
I think it's because she was dating one of the players. I think that was the main.
Can you imagine that?
The main issue.
Oh, jeez. You're like,
okay.
Okay.
You know what's the worst? Going to the bathroom in a public restroom. A lot of public restroom stuff.
Sure.
Washing your hands, having to use a hand dryer, then touching the door handle to get out.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. So this guy's saying that things aren't automated enough.
Right.
That's his problem. We still have door handles? No, I want the Star Trek doors to just shoot open.
Well, there is something to that, idea that you have to touch a knob after you cleaned your hands thoroughly.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there.
This is like that scene in The Aviator. Do you remember that where he had a stand? He stood in the bathroom until somebody came because he was out of Kleenex.
Right, and he couldn't.
Like, that's this listener's.
Yeah, same,
he's like,
same
I've
idea.
Done the... I've done that.
Okay, but
that scene really hit home.
If everyone if everyone washes their hands, then the inside door handle is going to be clean.
Yeah, but not everybody does.
Well,
see, that's the problem.
So few people.
Well, you know why we don't? Because the sinks are full of purses. That's the problem.
All right, let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you got a bad drive-through experience. What's the worst, Gary?
The worst is when you go to the drive-thru. I go in there, and of course you're in line forever, and you get up to the window, and all you hear is wah, wah, wah. You know, you can barely understand, and you finally get your stuff ordered, and you get to the window, and they're like, oh, you know, you're going to have to go ahead and park over and stall, too, because we're going to make the fries fresh for you.
Right.
So I tell them, no, don't worry about making them fresh for me. I'll just take whatever you got in there.
What do they say?
We don't have any. I said, oh, I thought you were just making them fresh for me. And then I tell them, don't worry about it. I'm fine. I can sit here and wait. Well, no, you got to pull up to number two. And it's like, well, no, I'll wait. I'm fine sitting here. Yeah, well, there's other people. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So, so the experience, really, what the worst is getting lied to at a drive-through, fast food drive-through.
They're liars, I'm telling you.
I love this fierce battle of wits at the drive-thru. How dare you, sir? I know what's going on.
Yeah, that's some
up to no good.
That's some serious protest going on there, Gary. Thanks for doing that for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. All right, good stuff. Matt, what's the worst, Matt?
I've got two. Number one, the worst is when you just get done telling your 7-year-old niece that you're not going anywhere anytime soon, and then your mother chimes in and says, oh, honey, I promise I'm not going anywhere either, or at least I won't until I die like the cat did.
You got a life lesson, man. That's a life lesson.
And
right?
I'm sitting there thinking, stop talking. And well, then the second one is when your mother calls you at 7:30 in the morning and wakes you up saying, I'm at the grocery store and my remote to my car died and I can't get in. And you say, what about the key that you've had for 2 years? What key? So you have to get up, drive to the grocery store after getting dressed at 7:30 in the morning, take the key from her hand, pull out the hidden key that is in the actual key fob, and then drive all the way back home and get back into bed.
This is so specific. These are both so specific.
Yeah, that is the worst.
First of all, the first one, the first part of that, I love. I love the grandma says, I'll die like the cat did. How did the cat die? Did the cat die of mange? Because then...
Just old age.
That's an interesting cat. The grandmother.
Cat was, I think the cat was 17 years old.
Okay.
So it was old cat. So,
Okay, yeah. Well, that's at least that makes sense as opposed to like getting hit by a truck.
Yeah.
That would be,
yeah.
be the worst.
Yeah, exactly. That yeah. would be
the cat
worst.
Got eaten by raccoons or yeah, something. Right. Yeah. That would be frightening.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, hey, speaking of raccoons, what happened to the guy with the raccoons in his yard?
I know. That was the worst. That was the worst. What Matt's referring to. Thanks, Matt. He was feeding the raccoons.
Mm.
And then while he was selling his house, and so it was like worst was his, I think it was his behavior of like the idea that then they came around after the house was
right.
the new neighbors came in.
Right. And the raccoons are like, we thought this was cool, man.
It's not us, man.
The new neighbors are like, what is, it's like the birds, yeah. but with raccoons.
And the raccoons are like, this neighborhood's changed. This used to be cool.
Gentrification of this gentrification. Block.
The worst is going to pick up a prescription and having found out they filled the prescription with the wrong medication and then finding out that they called my insurance and doctor and changed my prescription. Yeah, that's a lot.
I have one about prescriptions.
All right, well, give it to us.
When my Xanax won't be refilled for a few days. It's illegal for them to do it within a certain amount of days.
Are you hitting the Xanax too fast? Is that what the thing is? Like they only let you do it for 30 days?
Because I fly sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Kristen, that's the worst, but it's the worst for other people when you're off your Xanax.
Exactly. For my family, my husband, my children. Right. It's the worst.
We're writing the pharmacy going,
please
make an exception.
Like character letters and stuff like a court case. Please.
All right.
That's the worst.
312-981-7200. All right. So 630 says, the worst is finally getting the courage to go talk to a girl at the bar, and then immediately after introducing yourself, she throws up on you. What do you think? Is that real? You think that's real? I mean, maybe he's pinpointing the drunkest person in the room.
I don't think that's the worst. I think that is a quick way to figure out what you can put up with this person. You know what I mean? Like, is she attractive enough where you continue?
You know what I mean? You got to be real hot.
Yeah, there's a level. There's a barf level.
There's a barf level?
Yeah.
I want to be barf level
barf,
hot.
Barf hot?
Barf hot. Like, I'm going to go home and wake up my husband and say, honey, am I barf hot? He's going to say no.
No.
And then go, are you
You're
sure?
You're not wake me up in the middle of the night hot.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Are you sure? And then throw up on him. Just so I gotta know.
Check it out.
I gotta know.
All right, 708 says, you know what's the worst? Driving in heavy traffic on a very trying day and being honked at by what you think is just some impatient driver, and in your anger, you flip them off, only to see it's a close friend's grandmother who just wanted to wave hello.
Oh, no. That is the worst.
That's kind of a leading candidate right there.
That's a good one. I really hope she flipped them off back.
She's getting all mad. 319 says, the worst is having a sinus infection during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been going around. A lot of people have had like colds and
I got a kind of a related medical one because it kind of comes
it's a lot
that.
Of medical tonight that's is, the theme of tonight's
is yeah. This is going to sound very bland at first. Is migraines are the worst because
migraines are the worst.
I don't know if anyone gets it, but the thing when I was a kid, when I was younger, I always thought migraines were like a middle class affectation. I thought they were like things only characters on Dynasty got, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it was such a terrible
like
migraine
dramatic, yeah.
from all, the right, weight of all right. this jewelry. And then when I actually got it, I think people don't really know what migraines are. Do you get them, Kristen?
No.
They make you blind. So you actually go blind, and it's you're like, I got a migraine, and people are like, you know, life's hard all over, buddy. Hey, it's like, no, I can't cross the street right now.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're
it's
really
that
how
bad?
Often do you get yeah.
I know people
about once every 2 months.
Throw up.
Yeah, they're real bad. But jeez. I used to make fun of people for them.
But the idea of the worst is when people make fun of migraines.
Yeah, migraines, yeah. really? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I have a migraine coming on. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what?
You know, I can't see you rolling your eyes because I'm blind.
All right. 815. We'll do one more, and then we'll take a break for the news. The worst is going to the drive-thru and ordering a hamburger with only ketchup and onion. And then you drive away, and you take out your sandwich, and you find that you have two buns with only ketchup and onion and no hamburger.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that is the
That's
worst.
Someone who just quit.
Yeah. In the middle of it? Yeah. You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not assembling your
No, that's someone who went, We're going to make fresh burgers for you. Well, just give me what you have. Okay, I will.
Adam Burke, Kristen Toomey in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. We'll take a break. We'll get the news. We'll come back. We'll continue. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
It's playing the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman here. Kristen Toomey, Adam Burke in studio.
Hello.
All right. Kristen is the producer of Comedians You Should Know every Wednesday at Timothy O'Toole's, also her podcast, Butthurt. Adam Burke is going to stand up comedian as well. He's going to be at Camp, the show at the Village Tap Monday, the 22nd. Kristen will be there as well. This is right by that Starbucks.
Yep.
Not too far from the legendary rock club Bedrocks. Which
is really?
Not there. Don't look for it. It's not there anymore.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. Were you born on that corner?
No, I just know a lot about it.
You used to sell papers on that corner.
Yeah. There also there's a right across the street. That neighborhood is, when I moved to Chicago in 1992, that's where I was at, Roscoe and Damon. And it's an entirely different neighborhood now. Mm-hmm. Now, back then it was rough. And there was a bar, there's a biker bar. Right where the Village Tap is, and that if you'll look when you go to play at Village Tap, you'll be like, there's no place for a biker bar here. It's all yuppied out.
Oh yeah.
It was called the Black Tulip.
Oh, that's a good name for a biker. Yeah. Oh, that's
that
a solid
a nice name.
Biker
and it
bar.
Was a,
name.
It was an old school like like aluminum tiled kind of building, and you couldn't really see. And it was like slit windows kind of thing, and it was like I remember you could see like purple neon kind of coming out of it.
Oh, cool.
And then there was a big like biker stabbing there. And they bounced that place quick.
Oh, well, yeah, I would have thought biker bars, you got like one a year.
I think that's the problem. I think they might have been on two or three.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was the first.
Three stabs are out?
Yeah, something tells me this is the third stab. That's just my guess.
Sure.
I was new to the area. I'm
sure
it wasn't.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wonder Lake, Illinois.
Okay.
Which is about an hour and a half northwest.
Northwest. Okay.
A little lake town in McHenry County. And I came here in 1992 to go to Columbia College. And I've been here ever since.
Okay.
So if you have any other questions about Roscoe in 1992 wow. area.
And draw us a map later.
Village Tap was there. So that's all I know. So tell him Justin said hi when you go in there. Don't know.
We do.
They're like, Justin died years ago.
Kristen and I do tours of Chicago that are incredibly specific.
Very, exactly.
And terribly unpopular.
All right. Let's get back to these, the worst. 312-981-7200. 214, the worst is when you're given the bum rush by the clerk at the 7-Eleven when you're trying to choose a candy bar.
Oh, that's...
Can I help you? Yeah, you can help me. Shut up long enough so I can decide between a Reese's Pieces and an O. Henry.
Yes. Oh, I love O. Henry.
I love that we've got sassy nine-year-olds calling in. It's a little 1930s.
It really
little
was.
Mickey Rooney kid. Yeah.
But you're stand-up comedians. That was a well-constructed joke.
I appreciate
pretty good.
That one. Yeah. That is a contender in my book.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
A good one.
773 says, the worst when you try to call in sick to work and then your supervisor talks you into coming in.
Oh, yeah. Guilt trip.
There's an addendum that says someone else called before you, .. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
when you don't have the metal to finish the call in sick. And the corporation's not dumb.
Sure.
They put the best like negotiators in those positions.
Yeah.
Like I would never when I would work at the grocery store growing up, I'd do that like, oh man, I'm not going to work. Oh, hello. The person I would talk to would be Jenny from customer service, and Jenny doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
She'd use that charm, and next thing you know, you're like, I'll come in. I'll be there.
I do like the work ethic of the person who called in sick before you.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, you got to get up pretty early to not go into work.
Before Jenny cares too yeah. much. Yeah.
Exactly. They'll give you the yeah. first one because yeah. you're like, well, we always got Todd.
Right.
He's coming in.
Hey, I get up at the crack of dawn to make sure I can sleep all day. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
All right, let's keep going. 773, you finish off the supersized drink, jump on the L at 95th to downtown, stops midway for repairs. I'm stuck crazily doing the pee-pee dance the last two stops.
Yeah, it's time to fill up that cup.
Oh, man. Fitting in on the old red line. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, please don't do that.
Yeah, please
I'd love to see someone who had like a beautiful pee-pee dance. You know what I mean?
Like contemporary
just,
dance?
Just wonderful.
Like
just
Hubbard
people,
Street kind of thing?
People would always arrange for that person to always never be able to go to the bathroom just so they could watch it.
And push majestic. Them out on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like just Priscilla wonderful. Presley.
What an amazing, amazing.
Oh, that's PP. That's where she gets. That's where it comes from.
Oh, there
sure.
It is. There it is. Yeah. 630 says when I have a bag and I take my dog out and it turns out to be a 2-bag walk.
Oh.
That would be the one time it'd be great if dogs could talk. If dogs could just look at it. This is going to be a 2-bagger. Okay?
It's going to be a 2-bagger.
You're going to need to double
don't
up.
Don't tie that. Yeah. I find myself holding the bag out in case anyone is looking to prove that I'm not irresponsible. Like it's the dog's fault. So he holds the bag out when the dog's going again, like, hey, you know, I got a bag already. Look at me. Don't get on me.
The dog's the dog's
good.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to make a fresh one for you. No, it's okay.
No. 312, the worst is watching beach volleyball and not being able to tell who scored because the losers enthusiastically cheer as much as the winners.
Yes, and I was not aware, but we happen to be watching, or it's on.
It's right here in the studio.
We were paying attention.
And you can't really tell who's winning and who's losing.
You can't.
They do.
It's
yeah.
so supportive. Ugh.
It's almost. It's almost as if they're trying to psych the other team out. You just act like you're winning. I kind of swore we just won that point, but those two are hugging each other real hard.
They're right. playing right into it right. by getting that point.
Why won't they be defeated?
We've got them right where we want them.
Right.
They're mainly scored on their celebrations. That's how this game is. It's kind of like 40% the actual.
It's like an 8.3 for celebration.
Exactly,
so who can high five the hardest?
Right,
that's
right.
Really, that's
it's
really
a lot
game.
Of the same skills. It's just putting your hand up and hitting something. It's very similar.
Yeah,
like volleying. practice volleying.
Right.
Maybe
well,
that's
a lot
what they're
going
doing.
On. Look at how many people are at the. It's the Brazilian team that right now is hurting the U.S. squad. And right now it is packed, sold out to the gills, everybody from Brazil, because Brazil is the team that could beat the U.S. and they are beating them.
It's
this is Kerry Walsh.
Home turf. Yeah. Energy.
And they just are better celebrators.
But just exactly. No one celebrates better than the Brazilians.
Nobody.
Yeah, really.
All right, Pete, why don't we go back around the horn before we take a break, and then we'll get some more people, and we'll do our judging. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? We got prizes, an afternoon with Priscilla Presley at the Paramount. We got a gift card for Pequod's Pizza and also a MyPillow. I love it. I love that you complain about the siding and you get a pillow. It's kind of the coolest thing in radio of all time. All right, Pete, what else you got tonight?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you have to go into a gas station to pay.
Oh, it's so the worst.
You're at the dock or whatever, and the credit card thing doesn't work, and you're trying to press buttons, and then like you're like, oh, you have to come in for that one.
And I still, to this day, don't even know what I'm doing when I come in there. Like, I'm not sure if I did it right, or I just like I don't have enough experience in being a indoor gas station customer to know what to do. Right? That's the problem, where I'm just like, I hand my card and they go, what is this for? And I'm like, I just kind of point at the car out there because I don't know. What is it, a pump? What is it?
When you go in, there's always one guy who's just standing in there. He's not buying anything. He's not doing anything. And I think he's someone like you who's so stymied by what to do. He's been there for 4 weeks. He's so embarrassed. He doesn't know what to do.
I always think it's somebody that's trying to make friends with the worker.
Yeah.
And like, it's just pretending to wait for fresh taquitos or whatever.
Or it is their friend.
Or it is. Like, because it's been forced upon the worker
at this point. At this point,
you know?
it's just loneliness.
Yeah,
but he's never standing. He's never standing.
There's always somebody there trying to make friends has successfully made friends.
Right. But he's never standing in a place that makes sense.
No,
he's always just near the window washer fluid, like for no reason.
Or he's always like, in the weird, like, he's always by the hot food. Like, it's like he likes the smell of the hot food. It's like, he's the worst.
We've come up with another worst, that guy. Mm-hmm. All right, Adam, what do you got for another worst?
Just because my girlfriend is going through this at the moment, identity theft. is the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it now, I don't know if you heard about this, like it's so easy now because a certain, if you can find a place.
It's going to happen to all of us, man.
If you can find a place that can, like, just use it, not to tell you how to do it, but apparently if they find out your routing number and your account number, which are handily on every check you've ever written.
No, don't say this, man. He's going to blueprint.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah,
so, no, but
notes.
It's one. But so here's the thing. I think that's too easy. I think if you're going to steal someone's identity, go the whole hog. Dress up like them. Go to all their appointments.
It's the only way it's accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Go like to their job.
Like if you show up for a teeth cleaning, and they're like, you're already here.
Yeah. You know what? That would make more sense. And I would, and you play to the ego. The hubris of the criminal,
right?
Where you're like, that was nothing. Anyone could do that.
Yeah.
If you're a real criminal, you're gonna go the full nine. Yeah. Adam wears a tie.
Yeah.
Get up in there. Understand.
Yeah. I want you to. Yeah. I want you to do my chores for me. Like I want to come home and the fridge is stocked. My girlfriend's like, yeah, you did.
There are movies
you
like
did
this.
Such
aren't
a great
there
job.
The movies that the guys get replaced. Guy gets amnesia or something. Yeah. And comes back and he's replaced by
like
someone.
The changeling.
Like, yeah, or something like that. Mm. All right, Chris, you got any more?
Yeah, I do. This happened to me today and it happens to me all the time. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I cannot wash my... I'm going to pause for a minute so people laugh. Because you don't know what I'm going to
do. Yeah, right. We're
my
there.
Mascara off. I can't. Oh. I don't know if other women have this problem, but I wash my face. I get a facial. It doesn't matter. I always,
she's always
have...
A line,
like, I can always have mascara... coming up. I can never get it fully off, and it's not even waterproof.
You know, I have to say, and I'll say this because I did a short film with Steve Delahoye, the great Steve Delahoye, where I played a woman, and I remember Monique did the makeup for me, and she did the eyeliner and the mascara and the whole bit, and I did this whole, had this wig, and it was a great little bit, and it was super hard to get the makeup off. I now have an understanding of women every night where I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous
it
how much
ridiculous.
I was like, it was with me for like 3 days. I still had like people were like, what's wrong with your eyes? I'm like, get away from me, man.
Yeah, and
alone.
You know what?
Don't
I
tell
have,
me to smile.
Okay, so I have wipes. I have the soap. I have all of this. And then I swear, I will rub my eye and there is still mascara. I'm
can
like,
you,
no way. I just spent $200 on a facial. Why is there mascara?
Right.
I
you
paid
hire,
someone to wash
they
my
should,
face.
They should, they, yeah, you yeah. need to get that back.
Could you
back.
Hire those guys or those guys that wash...
Power wash?
Yeah, wash graffitis off the side of buildings. Like they could just erect a scaffold and just, like,
right,
just
right.
come off.
Like I take a water outside. Pick and I'm like doing power washing
just
my face.
Just
kind of
shield the eyeballs.
Yeah.
And then you get a graffiti blaster.
My girlfriend's a burlesque dancer and she does a pretty good job with it. I think there's like...
Yeah. What a humble... Here. That's the worst.
That is the worst.
Oh, you're dating a burlesque dancer? You're
but,
the worst.
But that's true. But I'm saying that she has as much removal products as she has addition products. Yeah, exactly.
And it's such a pain, you know? And it's like, then you just look like a raccoon in the guy's yard.
Is it like an acid bath?
Yeah, it's exactly. me. It's me it's out me. There. It's been feeding me.
It's been feeding me. Kristen Toomey, Adam Burke. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we will award the top three worst tonight on the download. Stay with us. It's going down, y'all. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Kristen Toomey, Adam Burke in
Hello.
Studio.
Hello.
All right, so let's read what we have. We got a couple more here. 708 says, try Neutrogena Fresh Foaming Cleanser.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
I'm writing it down.
Have a good night. That's how they
fresh.
Ended it.
All right, thank you. I will.
708 says, you know what's the worst? People that bring babies to R-rated movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's especially bad when the baby is like a movie snob, you know? And they're like, what? It's not as good as his early work.
It's like a little stupid.
Real. Yeah.
I love the second terrible. Part of this text is just leave your kid in the parking lot, please.
That's good. Well, it's like just wait for DVD if you can't get a sitter, you know? I have
that
kids.
Is the but it's not
never,
even that anymore.
But you can't even enjoy it if you have a newborn with you.
Yeah, right.
Most movies, they want. to shove movies in your face so hard now. You really only have to wait about 5 days.
Totally.
Your home at TV is bigger than some cinema screens at this point. Like, why?
Well, yeah, and you can order, like it says, gives the option of still in theaters.
Right.
You can do.
Yeah.
So that's for the babies.
It's for the babies.
Right. 224 says the worst.
For the babies.
I told the story before on The Worst where I was watching Eight Mile, Eminem, in a theater. And
great
two
movie.
Kids just got, we got to the point where it was the big ending, the rap battle. And two kids were so bored, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds in this rated R Eminem 8 Mile, that they just started doing big filet of fish, quarter pound, like they were doing like the hand thing.
Oh, okay, but how much better would that movie have been if that was the finale?
And truthfully, I remember it, so I'm like, that's like whenever I see that, okay, step up, go get him, rabbit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I used to be the best. I worked so hard to be the best patty caker in all of Michigan.
That would be a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great.
That is riveting. The underworld of patty cake.
Patty cake mile.
224 says the worst is passive aggressive people.
Yes, very true.
Well, I think I know why they're saying that.
Then they say, and then you get mad and you end up being passive aggressive back.
Yes.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, the listeners are killing it tonight.
630 says Maybelline waterproof mascara remover in the pink cap.
Okay, writing it down.
Write it down.
I am. Thank you.
Got a Neutrogena Maybelline water.
630, have you tried baby oil to remove mascara? I think we hit it on. They don't want the worst. They want to talk about your makeup issues.
See?
This is going to be an offshoot of this show.
Yeah, right.
We're going to have like 45 minutes of the worst and 15 minutes of makeup removal.
I'm loving these tips. Thank you.
262 says the worst is when your 2-year-old moves the dog water dish in the middle of the kitchen and you fall flat on your face while heading to work.
Okay, but that means you are Dick Van Dyke. That's what that means.
That is a classic.
That's
bit.
How you found it.
The music's in the background. Right.
Oh, I love him.
219 says the worst is going to your local coffee shop and forgetting to have your card stamped so it actually takes 15 coffees to get your free one instead of 10.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
like,
so true.
That sounds like a really bleak, like Norwegian film. You know, just the guy, the guy sitting in his car, staring.
He never gets the free one. He's only got. He's like every day, and it's just like a calendar, a desk calendar,
and there's Philip Glass music playing in the background.
It's black and white, and there's leaves falling.
But isn't that at the end of the day? Totally. Isn't that the idea of those cards? I mean, they're trying to get you like they're just like the old Saturday Night Live where they got the dime even though the guy ripped stuff off. Like, they're like, we got it. We win.
Wait, no. And then the movie ends with he gets it and he spills it.
Yeah, right.
And then it goes Finn.
He trips over. He trips over his dog's water tray and he spills it.
Yes.
All right. 847, the worst is when you think you look really hot and then you're the life of the party and then you come home and you look in the mirror. And you see a big, black, unknown chunk between your teeth. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
But you know what you need to remember, Barb? That's Barb in that case?
Don't say her name.
Well, she put it on there.
Okay.
She put it on there.
Like, we have
Barb,
you're
know,
psychic.
You thought all of that, you were. You were the life of the party.
Yeah.
You were hot. Doesn't matter what was
even
in your teeth.
Even with that.
Yeah, with that. You rocked it with that.
Yes.
And then she,
so true.
Yes,
next time
girl.
She goes to a party, she's no one's interested in her, and she goes into the bathroom, just puts a big chunk of black crap between her teeth. I don't know what it is, but
Barb got her chunk back.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially what David Letterman did. He had a big gap between his teeth.
Yeah, I have a gap.
You have a little
and
one.
And I'm the life of...
Yeah, of several parties.
773 says Vaseline. Works like a charm.
Okay.
And 773 says olive oil.
Oh.
You know what?
Almond oil.
I really hope
almond.
I really hope that you're just getting these as single word texts.
They are.
Just Vaseline, olive oil.
Last one, 608 says the worst is making an accidental swipe on Tinder and you can't undo it. Is that the thing?
Is that how that works?
I
don't
know.
I think you just got three people who don't do Tinder, so I don't know.
But that's the thing. I don't know if you can speak to this, Kristen. with older heads, we've had like real life accidental swipes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
An accidental swipe is just, but like, in real life, an accidental
like
swipe is like
your
3 days.
Off. Yeah, yeah, you could turn your phone off.
Right.
Like, you can't turn your body off.
All right, let's do this. Should we do this? Let's wrap it up. The download prizes we're giving away. Third place, MyPillow. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. Second place, going to get your Pequod's Pizza gift card featuring world-famous pizza with a signature caramelized crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at PequodsPizza.com. First place, you're going to get a pair of tickets to an afternoon with Priscilla Presley at the Paramount Theater in Aurora on Sunday, August 21st. Priscilla opens up about what it was like to date Elvis, move to Graceland, and live with the tabloid headlines in a candid conversation about her life with never-before-seen home movies and photos and Ooh. A Q&A with the audience.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Get tickets at 630-896-6666 or online at ParamountAurora.com. All right, so third place. Here we go.
Drum rolls. The tension is high.
I'm looking for the third place. Oh, here we go. Third place. Shannon's going to get third place. So the worst is when you're in a public restroom with no shelf or ledge, so you place your purse in the sink only to realize it's an automatic faucet.
Yes.
That is a problem that has not been fixed in society.
That needs to be fixed.
All right.
That's the next Nobel Prize
winner.
That
is the worst.
That is the worst. And you get a pillow for that. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Driving in heavy traffic on a very trying day, being honked at by what you think is just some impatient driver, and in your anger, you flip them off, only to see it's your close friend's grandmother honking to wave hello.
Yeah, whoops.
What makes that funnier in your mind, that she gasps or she just frowns?
Right. Or she does it back. That would be great. Yeah.
There's a lot of options there. There's options for grandma. Friend's grandma.
Options for grandma.
Like it's your grandma? Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to be. It's a friend's grandma. It's a close friend's grandma. Close. All right, so let's go with number one. Number one is going to go to a caller, Gary. Gary did justice. Mm-hmm. He became a protester, a social protester for the Times, to tell fast food drive-thrus.
He's not.
We're not going to take it anymore. You did one for everybody in history. They're going to look back,
yeah,
and they're going to be like Gary. Textbooks are going to be written about Gary, who said, "You know what? Yeah. I'm waiting right here. I'm not moving up to the
hashtag. I'm with Gary.
I'm with Gary. Gary,
hashtag
congratulations.
I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Hash Browns. I'm with Gary.
Gary, so this is a big moment for you. You thought at first you were just doing it just for the fries, but now it's a movement. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful.
All right, there you go. And you know what? From here on out, I can only speak for myself, but I am with you. The next time that I roll up to a Culver's or another place where they're like, move to another space, I'm going to be like, no, Gary didn't.
Yeah. Gary.
Gary didn't.
What would Gary do?
What would Gary do?
What would Gary do? Yeah. And Gary, are you an Elvis fan?
What's that, Gary?
Yeah, actually, I said drive-through lives matter.
All right.
There you go.
I love Elvis, actually.
There you go.
Oh, good.
Get an afternoon with Priscilla Presley. Gary, thanks. Stay on the line. Thanks so much for playing tonight. Thanks to everybody who called and texted in. Big night.
Yeah, killed it tonight.
How about it? Kristen Toomey, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Adam Burke.
Thank you,
sir. See both you guys at camp at the Village Tap on Monday night, the 22nd stand-up showcase in Roscoe Village, and also Kristen, you can see our Comedians You Should Know on Wednesday nights. You guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.